WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Historic hearings underway at The Hague, the top court of the UN, listening to arguments about the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of the Palestinian territories. That is the largest hospital in Gaza's south, and Khan Yunis falls under military control in Tel Aviv. ABC's Marcus Moore.
Nasser Hospital shutting down after that raid by Israeli forces last week. Inside the hospital, the IDF saying they found unused medicine that was intended for Israeli hostages. The Gaza Health Ministry saying Israel has arrested dozens of healthcare workers and effectively turned the hospital into military barracks, adding that 7 intensive care patients died due to lack of power.
In suburban Minneapolis, 3 first responders were shot and killed when they showed up to a domestic violence call. 6 people were shot, 1 killed when a gunfight broke out at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis last night. The Daytona 500 set to start later today, delayed a day by heavy rain. This is ABC News. A Pennsylvania judge now facing attempted murder charges accused of shooting an ex-boyfriend.
Court documents say suspended Dauphin County, Pennsylvania judge Sonia McKnight's ex-boyfriend phoned 911 over the weekend. He said he couldn't see and was in a lot of pain. They say he had a gunshot wound to the head. An affidavit says the judge tried to convince him that he had shot himself. Court docs also say McKnight tested positive for gunshot residue on her hands. McKnight was suspended without pay in November over alleged court misconduct. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Police in Chicago think an 83-year-old man may be up to some old tricks and could be behind a months-long string of bank robberies. Donald Bennett was convicted of bank robbery in 1989, got out of prison in 2020. And the defenseless NBA All-Star Game bordering on the ridiculous.
Damian Lillard with a triple. From half court, he's got 39.
That call on ESPN giving the Eastern Conference 211 points. The West, 186. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is taking the first step toward enshrining limits on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the state constitution. A proposed constitutional amendment passed the state assembly yesterday. The next step would have to be to pass the Senate this year, but the upper house is only in session for a few more days. Wisconsin is moving closer to regulating artificial intelligence. One bill that passed the assembly yesterday would study how AI could help address the worker shortage in state government. Republican Representative Nate Gustafson.
We want to take AI and then ultimately say, do we really need to find the additional bodies to fill the roles? Or can we continue to leverage AI to its fullest capabilities?
Another bill would impose a $1,000 fine on the makers of political advertisements who use deepfakes without disclaimers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Another setback for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers upset again, this time in Iowa City in overtime. The unranked Hawkeyes with an 88-86 win at home over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Craig Gard.
I mean, if a battle to 9 down on the road to get back and get tied and have a lead, you know, we left a lot of points right in the paint, too. And as we break this down in terms of the negative things, are going to be what we didn't get accomplished defensively.
Wisconsin has outlawed 5 of their last 6 games. Number 4 ranked Marquette trying to recover after getting blown out at number 1 ranked UConn, 81-53. The Golden Eagles will host DePaul Wednesday. The NBA All-Star Game was really more of a scoring derby. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo and his team from the East won 211-186. Here's all he had to say after the game.
As I always say, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Congratulations, Giannis.
At chicken dinner. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Gotta keep them separated.
Playing what we want.
Jack. I'm your new neighbor. Can I borrow a couple of songs?
Well-deserved cheese platter break.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah. Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for four lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with four lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
A Jack FM community reminder that if you are in need, food pantries are available in Price County. The St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry in Phillips operates every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For more information, call 339-1992. And the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry in Park Falls operates each Saturday from 9 to noon at the First Congregational United Church of Christ, downtown Park Falls, right across from the post office. A community reminder for you from 103.1 Jack FM. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 22 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
this bunch of songs in a row. Jack FM was lab grown.
Don't care.
This is 103.1 Jack FM. FM is pretty sure we're playing what we want, but to be honest, anything's possible.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been.
I'm taking a mental health day tomorrow if you want to hang out. Give me a call, bro. Later.
Yeah.
And now for variety, Jack FM is throwing in some commercialism.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today will get to 39 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 22 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
What an incredible voice, Jack.
103.1 Jack FM.
You should consider a career in telemarketing.
Every
Guess what you're mad about by your tone. 866-930-JACK.
I was just kidding like Jason. Unless you gon' do it. Extra, extra. Yeah. Spread the news. Jack and Nelly took a trip from the loot of the Neptune. Came back with something thinking and fitting a Sassoon. Say she like a thing about cutting the restroom. It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning into Jack FM, well done. You've missed the worst of it.